Last month, Hillsborough County Democrats voted for Barack Obama for president and knocked out key Republicans Buddy Johnson and Brian Blair in local elections. Still high off that success. Last night, an overflow crowd of Hillsborough Democrats voted to elect Pat Kemp as their new chairperson, defeating Brandon-based consultant James Randolph. Kemp has been involved in county politics for two decades, while Randolph is not as well known, working in the eastern part of Hillsborough. But in his brief speech to members of the Democratic Executive Committee last night, he said a change was in order.
This is a hard decision for me to do this. I stand up and I tell you that, hey, the House is not quite in order. All of you being honest with yourself, you know that. So the point of the matter is this. I am putting myself and my name in as chairman of HCDC because I think I can build bridges. I don't have a long history in which there is a whole lot of baggage behind me. And I'm going to ask you for your support. Those of you who do not know me, I'll give you an opportunity to ask and talk to me. I'll definitely engage you. That's what I have to do every day that I go out. So I think I'm effective enough to lead this organization for the next 2 years or whatever that term may be. So I ask again for your vote.
But in the end, it wasn't that close. Kemp took 135 votes to Randolph's 45. After that vote, Kemp, who was married to WMNF program director Randy Wynn, said one of her goals was to increase participation in Hillsborough DEC meetings. Although there were over 180 people voting last night, Kemp says non-election meetings generally only include around 100 people. WMNF asked her how she'll do that.
It's already been happening. It's not necessarily the DEC meetings. It's already been happening around the county with the club meetings. And I'm looking at Broward County, actually, if you want to, the nuts and bolts are that Broward County has 40 clubs, and they have 700 DEC members. And what they do is you can go to the club meetings, and it's a little more fun and a little less Robert's Rules of Order type thing, but you know, you get the energy, you get the people doing work, and you get the people involved in you raise the profile of Democrats, and you get a huge number of people that you can tap when it comes to election time.
Afterwards, Randolph was gracious, congratulating Kemp, but he said he ran because he wanted Hillsborough Democrats to have a choice. But in his speech, Randolph discussed a whispering campaign about his candidacy. There had been speculation about why he had switched from running as vice chair to the chairmanship itself. There was speculation that he was pushed to run by some Democrats who didn't want Pat Kemp in, but Randolph denied that.
You alluded to, and I have seen, and there are factions within the HCDEC. Everybody knows that. Anybody's been here for a long time. And my goal is to work within this organization to try to eliminate those type whisper campaigns. One of the key things that had come to my attention was someone asked, I had been saying that I was recruited, and that's why I addressed that. I was not recruited. I decided that after evaluating, as I said in my 5 minutes, that the vice chair would not allow me the authority and the position to do the things I wanted to do.
WMNF asked Pat Kemp about some of the divisive issues that some say have plagued the Hillsborough County Democratic Executive Committee in recent years.
We need to be a big party with all these different interests, and we need to grow every single one of them, and that's the way the party's going to succeed. We can't do it without that. And I mean, I think that's a lesson that Barack Obama taught us. I think that's a lesson that we've learned from some of the local campaigns too, especially Kevin Beckner's campaign.